RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Friday morning, what's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. My guy Stubb filling in on the board. Hazel returns Monday. We've had ourselves a great week. Abbreviated show today. We get to Flying Squirrels baseball in exactly 35 minutes. Still plenty of time for some fun. Kelsey Nicole Nelson, Gary Hess, Trey Wilson, a star-studded Friday program. We've got the PGA Championship on TV here. This looks like an episode of Cops. They just keep playing the Scottie Scheffler arrest video. Truly one of the most bizarre stories of the sports year unfolding in front of us here.
Yeah, I guess if you're an announcer, this is great. You don't need to make up any time. You've got stuff to talk about.
I'll say this. Now, golf announcers are used to filling time, obviously.
Yeah, that's part of the game. Good.
As an announcer, though, you're always a little squeamish when law enforcement is involved. You don't want to be the guy who says the thing that you, like, next, right. When you pull into the course tomorrow, the cops are like, your credential doesn't look good. Like, why don't you go park across the street, buddy? Like, we heard that clip. We saw that clip. y'all always treading a little lightly when it comes to that. The big question, we'll get to the big question of the day. Where are the pants?
What is
going on with the pants? So we have two competing narratives here. Scottie Scheffler, I was trying to get in, and I drove, and I heard the guy yelling, so I stopped, and then he came up and arrested me from his lawyer.
Yeah, he was like, I thought I got the wave.
The police officer version of events, I told him to stop. He drove. He knocked me to the ground. My pants are damaged beyond repair, which is hard to do. Hard to damage pants beyond repair.
If you can get a hole, that's okay.
The holes are patchable.
Yes.
That's not beyond
repair. Sewable.
I'm just trying to, because the officer wasn't like, he's not like in urgent care, you know, like he's not.
Right.
But what's a scenario where your pants would get...
Like, what, lightly bruised was what he said? A couple of...
Sure, but what's a scenario where you don't get hurt, but your pants get destroyed?
It's like a comedy movie, like fishing line on the pants that rips them off. Like, everything I envision would have to be...
Like the thread unravels as he drives.
Like the funniest image that you can think of. Otherwise, I have no idea.
That's all we've got. That's all we've got by way of explanation. Scottie Scheffler woke up this morning, drove out to the course to play golf. So the big piece of information here, there was a fatality on the road nearby. So everything was kind of redirected. He drives in. Scheffler gets arrested, ends up in jail in Louisville, orange jumpsuit, mugshot, the works, gets bailed out of jail by his lawyer, gets driven back, is now playing in the PGA Championship in a golf major. So he's played three holes of golf today, and he's one under. We have a birdie, a bogey, and now a birdie again for Scottie Scheffler on 12. He's one down under. One. He's one under. Right. One under today. Scottie Scheffler. We'll get back to
and
that.
And his pants are on.
His pants look fine.
Unaffected.
Tiger wore red on Sundays. Scotty needs to start wearing orange on Fridays.
Yeah.
Get the jumpsuit polo.
You got to lean into it.
I think he
assuming that things aren't going really badly for him and he isn't about to go to like a court case for a felony.
The question is how much the police want to press this. We've got two groups here, right? The country club golf crowd is known for their pro-police stances, right? I'm painting with a broad brush here, but when we have big political debates, these are the people who often side with the police in matters of law enforcement.
And we know he's done at least $80 of damage.
We also know, though, that these people, the country club people, love golfers.
It is a country club.
They stuck with Tiger through a lot. They stick with the golfer. They're still out there rooting for John Daly. Man's been through a lot. They stick with their golfers. This is the number one golfer in the world. We have two opposing sides here. Are they going to play nice and make this up and say, let's not speak of it again? Or are we going to trial in the pants or Exhibit A at the trial now? Big questions.
I can't see a trial happening.
The only reason you'd have a trial is if the police want to flex on the PGA Tour. Like, you golfers think you're all that. Can't come into our city and tell us what to do. It's a weird demographic group to flex on if you're law enforcement. Not saying that makes it right or wrong, just really weird. We're at Valhalla Country Club, and we have the cops versus the golfers. You didn't see that one on that one wasn't that on your bingo coming. Card this morning. Scottie Scheffler. We've now got the quad box on ESPN. They have four analysts. Breaking down the Scottie Scheffler
are they breaking
tape
down
here.
His golf form, or are they breaking down the incident?
I can't get enough of the end of the tape where the policeman turns to Jeff Darlington at ESPN and says, who was that?
Who was
that guy we just arrested? He's the number one golfer in the world.
Would they have known Tiger?
Everybody knows Tiger. Like, but how many golfers could they have identified? Like, are they getting Rory McIlroy, or is that a reach too? I mean, this guy's the number one golfer in the world. He's not nobody here. We've got the Scottie Scheffler odds update now. He is now more of a favorite to win
than he was
pre-arrest. People are betting on Scottie Scheffler to win on the post-arrest bout. So if you're keeping track of storyline stub from Valhalla. We have two compelling storylines this weekend. Rory McIlroy is going to win the tournament because he got divorced last week. And Scottie Scheffler is going to win the tournament because he got arrested this morning.
See, I wouldn't take
what
that
has happened to golf?
Because what if they come back for him?
Oh.
You know?
What if they have a hearing tomorrow?
He can't win if they say, no, that was a felony. We need you back.
We're setting bail at get back in there. No, you can't have it, right? What a weird, like, I want the minute by minute on the judicial system there that can drive a guy to jail, put him in a jumpsuit, put him in jail, get him bailed out, and drive him, presumably with some kind of escort, to the golf course to play a round of golf.
Right on the time he was supposed to.
Didn't miss a beat. Didn't miss a hole.
Which makes you think he didn't need to drive around that traffic. I think he might have had time.
Yeah. The whole thing's wild. We've got ourselves a breaking news story this morning, for sure. I had one other item to talk to you about, Stub, today. We got to smash it all in. It's a short show. Joe Zen, you know Joe Zen, of course, in The Fan, in Bon Air. You know I roll South Side, but no disrespect to the Fan customers, has unveiled its summer cocktail menu. So we have the Joe Zen summer cocktail menu. This is gaining national attention. The Joe Zen summer cocktail. Roséderade.
Mm-hmm.
Your description from the Joe Zen menu. Just as it sounds, rosé topped with red Gatorade. Served over ice with a lime.
Mm-mm.
Would you have a Roséderade?
Oh, absolutely I would have one.
When do you have a Roséderade? Is it like Is it like a Red Bull vodka, like you're gearing up for a night out, or is it like
no?
Is it like a sweet treat dessert?
It is a sweet treat dessert.
It's not a.
But no, this is just
if you're on the golf course, would you pound a rosé to raid?
I'm thinking about this more. This is just a more advanced Borg.
What's a Borg?
You don't know about Borgs?
I don't know about Borg.
So a Borg is you get like a milk carton.
Okay.
And then you pour in liquor.
Okay, I'm
a
scared.
Lot of liquor.
I'm scared.
And then a bunch of water. And then like Mio, that like powder. And you fill it all the way up. So what happens is you're getting all this liquor and it tastes good and you're hydrating all at the same time.
Short a Borg, short for blackout rage gallon,
mm-hmm.
is a milk a gallon milk jug, yeah. Half water, half vodka, flavored with Mio or another drink enhancer.
Exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're getting you're getting the hydration and electrolytes of the Gatorade while also getting the alcohol of the rosé.
Of the rosé.
Yeah.
It's
an anti-hangover drink.
They have me with the garnish served with a lime.
Yeah.
It's garnished. Yeah, like, that's your thing is clearly just like I'm in college.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's a college.
This is a cheap way to drink thing.
It's great because the thing about this Borg is you get like a Sharpie and you write like a little joke.
Uh-huh.
Like you write Black's Borg on it or some other pun. Everyone's got their own.
We're off the appropriateness track here. So if you have kids, don't let them listen. But I had friends who once had hydration challenge. They all had an empty milk jug, the gallon milk jug, and whoever filled it with pee first was the winner. That was the contest.
Interesting.
So they all got together, you know, one day, it was like noon, start, and everybody's chugging water, and whoever filled the gallon up first. There's so much you can do with a plastic milk jug.
There's so much you can do.
The more you know.
Hey, I will say that if you spill that Rosaderade on your pants, they might be damaged beyond repair. That's a lot of red dye going on to your pants.
The police report from the Scottie Scheffler situation says the officer who was brushed back by Scottie's car had his $80 pants destroyed beyond repair, which we're trying to figure out how that's possible, how you can do that, how you can destroy pants beyond repair, damaged beyond repair. The exact language from the police report this morning. Those pants are now the most famous thing in golf right now.
I can't stop talking about them.
It's an incredible story. But Rosaderade is $10 at Joe Zen.
It was.
That's what cocktails go for now. I'm not mad at Joe Zen. But, like, I'm sipping at $10. I'm not chugging at $10. You pay $10.
Like nice rosé.
So I'll admit I'm a fan of frosé. I like a good frosé on a summer day. This is kind of the evolution of a frosé. Now, if frosé has vodka mixed in with the rosé, I think you could mix vodka in with this, add the Gatorade, and put it in one of those slushy machines and dispense it. There's options here. They got versatility.
Yeah, vodka isn't really anything.
But credit to Joe Zen. It's hard to break through nationally in the food game.
It is. In a drink. And like, I saw this on Twitter before I heard about it locally.
Same. Nationally famous for rosé. I think we'll have to have a Rosaderade at some point.
Like, whether or not it sells, this was a great move by Joe Zen.
No question.
Put him on the map.
No question. Joe Zen, locally on the map for sure.
Yeah.
But broader appeal.
Oh, you want to go to Richmond? What do you want to eat? Oh, remember that Rosaderade place?
Gotta go to Joe Zen. Which is funny because, like, I think of Gatorade as the food least likely to pair with a giant plate of cheesy pasta. Like, what would you want with your giant plate of cheesy pasta? Like, well, I'd like your nicest wine, but could you pour...
I'm a little thirsty also. And I don't want a second drink.
Also, I just ran here from Scott's Edition, and I am famished. It's the carb load and the electrolytes.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate post-workout meal.
It is, though.
Yeah. Rosaderade. Lots on tap today as we head into a busy weekend in the world of sports. We'll fire it up with our first guest right out of the gate in her first appearance on MP on the Mic. Excited to have her from up in D.C. Kelsey Nicole Nelson joins us on the line. Good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for having me. Happy Friday to you and your listeners.
Happy Friday. Glad to have you on board. Lots going on. Let's start in the NBA last night, if you don't mind, because that was the Timberwolves. They came to play after.
Oh my God.
You know, everybody was waiting for the Nuggets to finish this out. We got ourselves a Game 7 now.
My gosh, you know, that's our favorite word in sports, right? Game 7. And I don't think anybody saw this coming. I mean, you know, I think obviously Denver had gained momentum at the right time. Anthony Edwards, though, has been unreal. I mean, I know we're hearing the Michael Jordan comparisons, and, you know, I know he likes to talk a little trash, but he backs it up, right? So, again, a young star in that locker room. But Denver just lost all hope. I mean, Nikola Jokic, you know, wasn't able to be himself. You look at Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns, and Naz Reid, and what they were able to do on the boards, getting 38 rebounds, which was absolutely huge. Every rotation player for Minnesota getting an assist that were spreading the ball well. But 45-point blowout, y'all, like second largest any elimination game in history. What? Not against the defending champion Denver Nuggets. And I know Jamal Murray was dealing with that elbow injury. Not saying that's a full excuse for how he played, but Denver has to find hope and get it together. But I will say Game 7, I am leaning more towards Denver, because I think after any blow-up or after getting embarrassed like that on national television, you have to think that the champs will bounce back.
No doubt. I like Denver, too, and I like Denver as a team. I got nothing against Denver. I kind of want to see one more round of Anthony Edwards, though. I'm enjoying the show.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, I mean, Anthony Edwards, I mean, what he's done in the playoffs. I mean, he's setting, like, records. And I think people have to remember, he's a baby for most of us, 22 years old. I mean, it's wild. And I think his confidence, though, is really what's gotten me with Anthony Edwards. You know, I love the quote, you know, he had against KD, like, I loved you growing up. But, you know, essentially, he didn't mind sending the man home, and he did. And then even now, you know, he said it. He's talking trash, you know, back and forth, again, with this Denver team. He's not afraid. But I think, you know, what he's kind of come to be, he's really one of the young stars in the NBA. I mean, he's honestly must-watch TV, I'll say Anthony Edwards is. I mean, the flying dunk he had last night, I mean, he always has a highlight reel anytime you're watching Anthony Edwards. He brings his all. You remember on the court last night, there was that scary moment for Anthony Edwards, but, you know, after that, got back up and got back in the game and continued to play terrific. So it's like anytime you get minutes from him on the floor, you're getting great basketball. So I'm kind of like you. I wouldn't be mad if Minnesota took it, because, I mean, if we get more Anthony Edwards, I mean, I'm telling you, we're getting more highlights, more trash talk. It's going to be a good NBA basketball.
All the good things, absolutely. Kelsey Nicole Nelson joining us. What about tonight's game? You got a lean here? Can the Pacers force a Game 7? Can they do what the T-Wolves did?
My gosh, I woke up to go New York, go New York, go Texan. Let me tell you, look, living in D.C., I have love for New York, but Knicks fans can be a lot. You know, the Pacers, again, a young and talented team. Of course, I think, you know, Tyrese is going to have to definitely step up for this team. But, I mean, you can't take away what Jalen Brunson has done. And he's another one that just has been must-watch basketball, and the life that he's really breathed into this New York squad just continually, it seems like, you know, getting better. And the way that they were able to bounce back, and we talked about, you know, Denver and what just happened to them. We saw New York and what happened that last game. But one, the crowd in New York was absolutely amazing. I think the way that Josh Hart has been able to step up and bring energy, you know, to this floor. And I get it. He might not be putting up Jalen Brunson numbers. I mean, Jalen Brunson is averaging about 34 points in these games, and you think about the pressure that he's under. But Josh Hart, I think he's not getting credit for rebounds. He's getting a lot of rebounds in the conference, giving those second chance points. So I think, you know, right now and what Isaiah Hartenstein has been able to do on the offensive rebound board in that last game, New York looks good. It's hard for me to, you know, think about. I'm not saying they're going to win the championship, but New York, I think, has all the momentum right now. But you have to think that the Pacers are going to have a good home stand and hopefully carry this game out for another one. I actually really enjoy this series. You know, it's been back and forth. You know, good game here, good game there. It looked like the Pacers had no life at the beginning, but all of a sudden, obviously, they were able to bounce back after those two losses and get those two straight wins. So I'm actually looking forward to this one. Again, I think our young stars are going to step up. It's been chippy, right, in the series as well. So this is when I think the refs are actually going to have to really make sure that they keep under control, because you can see, you know, a lot happening in this series. But if the Knicks win, prepare yourself for anybody that has New York Knicks fans, because friends, because they've been waiting a long time. They've been waiting a long time for something good to happen to New York. And it's funny, I just had Daniel Jacobs on my show, The Boxer, and he's just so excited, you know, for what New York has been able to do with the Knicks. Because, again, all New Yorkers have been waiting for the Knicks to be back relevant. I'm really in contention in the East.
That was a perfect summary of Knicks fans. They could be a lot. Yeah, they've earned it. They've earned a couple weeks of talking. We'll let them.
I can't wait till we can do that as Wizards fans. And yeah. I'm not, Michael. I'm waiting. Oh. It's gonna be a while, but we're waiting.
not imminent, but hopefully someday. Kelsey Nicole Nelson on the line joins us where the show is Listen In with KNN, and she's up in D.C. You know, we're the home of the Commanders down here in Richmond, and it feels like if there's a D.C. team to be excited about, it's Jaden Daniels, it's the Commanders. It's what's the buzz? How are we feeling about this?
My gosh, you know, I think Jaden Daniels has breathed new life into this Washington franchise. Like, I felt like we were on life support after a while. You know, four wins will do that. I think you want to genuinely be excited about this team. And, you know, anytime you get a top pick, it's like you don't want to fumble the bag, as a young kid say. And I felt like Washington made the best choice. I do think he was the best quarterback at that number two position. And just, you know, I know just from watching the videos out of camp and just seeing, you know, the accuracy on his throws, and the weather hasn't been good here, but seeing what he's been able to do, the connections that he's been able to make, and really feeling like there's a guy that can maybe potentially truly lead the squad, I think it's exciting. And you see what Washington has been able to do again on offense. You know, the offensive line, of course, was a big problem last year. So hoping that they can protect Jaden Daniels so he won't have the same story that Sam Howell did, right, in Washington. Want to keep him upright, want to be able to let him move in the pocket and actually make plays. And then I think he's a likable guy, right? I mean, I feel like I haven't heard anything bad coming out from Jaden. I feel like all of his press conferences, quotes are good. You know, just everything coming out. He's been doing what he needs to do in camp, being a leader, being vocal, I think really living up to the expectations. So it's no shock that, you know, media is really excited to cover him, that fans are all talking about him, because I really think that people feel like they finally can put their belief in the right guy under the pocket, you know, and quarterback in Washington, which, Michael, you know, it's been a long time since we've been able to do that. So really feeling like there's high hopes and riding high. Now, they're a little bit worried about him starting on the road with the schedule release, but again, I feel like they know they've got a guy, and I've been assured from folks in Louisiana that Jaden will be the guy that can really do well for us.
Man, we love hearing that. I don't even know what I'm going to do with a professional, well-run organization with a quarterback who keeps things smooth and level. This is new. We'll all have to navigate these new waters.
We're not used to having somebody that, like Jaden Daniels. I mean, he's brought stability to us, Michael. We're not used to that.
No idea.
Of course, we've got to keep him healthy. That's the biggest thing. I think we know him and Cliff Kingsbury, but you know, I've said this. I think Washington, we've wanted accountability and we wanted stability, and hopefully, Jaden Daniels can be the guy to bring us both of those things with this team and really lead us. And again, I'm looking at an offense that I hope to be middle of the pack, not saying that, you know, they'll be top, but you know, if he can even just get Washington again to a 500 level, I think fans, you know, will just be very happy with this new look offense that Cliff Kingsbury and company will be bringing to town.
Oh, no doubt. Kelsey Nicole Nelson, appreciate you making a few minutes to join the show today. Why don't you tell folks how they can hear your show and listen in with you?
Of course, so appreciate you having me. Check out Listen In with KNN on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM. You can check out our website, Listen In with KNN. And again, lots of great sports content coming to you all from all sorts of sports athletes. So super excited. We're bringing lots of Commanders coverage, Mystics coverage this summer, and of course, baseball. So super excited. Thanks again for having me, Michael. Really had a blast.
Awesome. Thank you for coming. Man, we would love a little Mystics action. It'd be nice if they could step it up, too, along with the Wiz.
Shakira Austin coming back was huge. And let me tell you, they gave the Liberty much more of a fight than Caitlin Clark in Indiana did. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think like everybody's going to beat up on Caitlin Clark all summer. That girl's in for a long.
She's in for a long summer.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're the star rookie and everybody else has been circling that date for years. I love it. All right, well,
thank you
for joining the show, and we'll look forward to having you down the line.
Thanks for having me. Have a great one. Bye.
All right, off she goes. Kelsey Nicole Nelson, Listen In with KNN is the show. We're back with Gary Hess on a Friday Fun Show right after this. 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM. Friday morning, 10:17, abbreviated aversion. I have an aversion to the abbreviated version of MP on the mic. We'll bounce out of here at 11:35. For Flying Squirrels Baseball, businessman special out there at the Diamond. First pitch, 12:05. Break up the Squirrels, winners of three in a row.
Three in a row. I told John Reed this morning, I don't understand why they don't do this more often, because noon games on a Friday.
Oh, it's so good.
That is just win.
So good. The weather's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, sneak out early. Absolutely. Gary Hess joins us.
I only have one good reason not to go to that game today.
Okay.
I have a tea time.
You go. Oh, there we go.
So,
I just need you to obey all traffic laws on the way out.
You know,
there.
It's interesting because I tried to get up here early and there was a detour and I tried to go around the detour and I got detained. I almost didn't make the segment.
Gary Hess, 910 The Fan Sports Director, for a little Friday fun with Gary. It's not fun to be Scottie Scheffler right now, but this is in the Banana Land golf stories. This is immediately a top five.
It's so bizarre because the only person who loves the coverage of this story more is Roy McIlroy, because now nobody's talking about him getting a divorce anymore.
And that had been the story of the weekend coming in. He got a divorce, so he's going to win the golf tournament. Which, by the way, that's not how that works at all.
Yes, that that's not typically how things work. So
how did you play during your golf trip?
I played like I always play. Moments of good, moments of bad, and moments of really just muddling mediocrity.
Just enough to keep you coming back.
And always a good time.
Yeah.
I don't get mad typically on the golf course because I figure I don't practice, I don't play that much, and so I don't have the right to get mad. So I just have a good time.
All right.
And let the beverages flow.
Absolutely. That's the way to do it. Craziest thing about the Scottie Scheffler thing.
Okay.
Jeff Darlington, ESPN, was there. He had the video of it.
Right.
At the end of that video, one of the cops turns to Jeff and said, "Who was that?"
I had not gotten that far into the video.
Yeah.
I've seen, it's funny.
Yeah, he goes into the car and they go,
"Hey, who was that guy?
Hey, who was that?"
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
He's the number one golfer in the world.
Yeah, that's right. He's the number one player in the world. This might make some news. Just so you know.
Just a bit of news.
Watching that video, I'm not, there are things we don't know.
A lot we don't know.
But watching the video, I would say this. I think it could have been handled better on both sides.
Well, and what the piece of information that Scottie was missing, that the police had, was that there was a dead person nearby.
Right.
Everybody was a little jittery. The piece of information that Scottie had that the police didn't have was that he was supposed to be there.
Right.
That he was the number one golfer in the world showing up for his tee time.
Would have been one of those cases where playing the "Don't You Know Who I Am" card would have actually been okay.
That the cops did not know who he was, creating this whole situation.
Right.
He didn't know why the cops were jittery.
You know.
That said, sure feels like the cops at a PGA Championship major event should have a vague awareness of who the star golfers are. Just feels like that's not too much to ask of general awareness of the scene.
Right.
We've all been to events and all that.
Scottie Scheffler has released a statement.
He's hoping we can put this behind us and talk about golf.
Right.
He's wrong, by the way.
Right.
We most certainly will not. We will be talking about this.
Actually said, put it to the side. At least he didn't have unrealistic expectations about anybody putting it behind them.
In the event that we stop talking about this, we're not going to start talking about golf.
Right.
I'm not talking about, Rory's irons on 11. We're not doing that. That's not how this show's going to go.
Right.
Yeah. The number one player in the world was arrested and taken to jail and booked major golf tournament.
I may be a news anchor in my day job in the morning show, but I'm not an expert on the legal system, so I'm kind of proud to say that, but I think that it was reckless driving and second degree assault of a police officer, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I think second degree assault of a police officer is a felony.
Well, he got booked. They put him in the jumpsuit and everything.
Oh, I saw that.
Now,
yeah.
Look, this is like Scottie's probably not in a situation to make light of all this yet. I would have played the round in the jumpsuit.
Right.
Right? Just gone out there in the orange jumpsuit. Like Tiger with the Sunday red.
Or
Scottie's got the Friday orange.
Or at the very least, arrived at the golf course. Like, walked into the facility.
No question. What a flex.
Yeah, what a flex, waving to the crowd, Oh, my God. That would have been ultimate mic drop there.
Do you remember what the storyline was after the Masters? That Scottie Scheffler is bad for golf because he's too boring. He just goes out there and dominates and doesn't have a personality.
I could see now in the car, he's like, "They think I'm boring? Watch this." Oh, my goodness. I know people who have said, I want Scotty to lose because he's too dull.
Yeah, those people are wrong.
Right.
Yeah, he's a good golfer.
He's actually amazing.
Sure. Yeah, why are we rooting against him? Because he's not, like, cutting wrestling promos out there. Right. That's right. Not his job. That's my Mike Trout thing. Like, my Mike Trout thing, like, he's great at baseball. Like, oh, he's boring. Like, well, watch him play baseball. That's the thing he does that you enjoy
watching. The problem
watching.
With Mike Trout is we don't get to watch him play baseball enough because he's hurt so much.
He's hurt too much. Connor McDavid in the NHL, he's on the West Coast. He was playing last night. I missed it. I was asleep. Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Exactly.
I didn't even make it through the third period of the Rangers game. It was 3-1 Carolina. I woke up. I'm like, what happened?
The thing about sports overall that I could do with less of is the what were the TV ratings? And what does that mean? Like, Masters ratings were down 9%. Is Scottie Scheffler bad for golf? Did you watch the Masters? Did you enjoy it? Who cares? Caitlin Clark, 2.1 million viewers the other night. Is it that was more than the NHL. Like, so if you enjoy watching hockey, you should watch hockey. It doesn't matter if nobody else watches it. Like, watch it, enjoy it. Like, who cares? Why do we need to live and die with the ratings number?
You know, I don't disagree with that. There's a lot of good sporting events I plan to watch this weekend. My wife will watch one of them with me.
Which, the Preakness?
Correct.
The horse race.
You know why she likes the Triple Crown horse races?
The hats?
She said, wake me up when the... She actually has learned from me that's called the post parade. Because that's the up-close look at the beautiful horses.
Sure.
And then she actually wants to watch the sporting event because then I quote, it's over in 2 minutes.
I'm convinced that's a big part of Formula One's new popularity in the United States. Those races last 90 minutes.
Right.
They start, they're done, there's no fluff.
The pregame show, the pre-race show is like 3 hours, and then the race is 90 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the post-race show is longer than the race.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A lot of talking. Talking season.
Yeah, it's funny because they have kept the viewers with the 90-minute races. I think they got the viewers thanks to the Netflix show.
Of course. Yeah, everybody loved the Netflix show.
Yeah.
Which was very good.
Yes.
Formula One has existed in Europe for years and years and years, and it seems to be doing just fine. It comes to America, like, wait, the same guy wins every week? This is boring. Change all the rules. Like, no, we can't have this.
And by the way, once you change the rules, we'll have three races here now.
It's like if Premier League Soccer, now that's popular here, is like, we should have playoffs now. We've changed our we're gonna do playoffs now.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's amazing. An American won the Formula One World Championship in 1978, and nobody in America noticed. Mario Andretti.
Mario Andretti's American.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He's from Nazareth, Pennsylvania.
Good for him. All right. Well, see, Gary dropping some knowledge on us this morning.
Who knew?
Will she do Olympics? Because we got
Olympics. Oh, she loves
we got
the
early Olympics.
Olympics. She loves the Olympics. And she's a football fan.
Yeah.
She's a football fan. She loves the Red Zone channel.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's like, she loves this. She's a huge Steelers fan. She loves the Red Zone, and for one reason and one reason only, no commercials.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to give a because on loving the Red Zone.
By the way, that's a great invention. I stole this tidbit from the NFL Network during the schedule release. It's my favorite tidbit of the week.
Ready.
Is that the Kansas City Chiefs schedule, they're playing on 6 days of the week this coming
every
year.
Every day except Tuesday.
The first team to play on 6 days of the week since the 1927 New York Yankees. And as Rich Eisen said on the NFL Network, that was not Ruth and Gehrig. That was the NFL New York Yankees.
They were all named after it. The Giants, the New York Giants, were named after the baseball team, which later moved to San Francisco.
Right.
The original Washington franchise was in Boston and was the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And then changed to the Braves.
Right.
Then ultimately came back to the Red with Redskins, then football team, then Commanders, and now we're all waiting to see what's next because nobody likes Commanders.
Right.
Right.
How much is the Commanders logo with the feather? That's how much
the shirt,
the Dan Quinn shirt. How much marketing is that going to gain?
I've never seen Twitter bots as active as they've been on the Dan Quinn shirt. Like, you post anything like, hey, like, who do you think they'll start at left tackle? Like, the first seven replies are automatic. Here's where to buy the shirt. Here's where to buy the shirt. You got to buy the shirt. They're good. A-Wad bid on it, too. He bought the shirt.
I don't doubt that one little bit.
No. A lot of people are going to be wearing that shirt all fall out there.
Yeah, there's money to be made.
There's money to be made in that shirt. No question. There's money. There's always money in the banana stand. There's always money in the shirt.
Yeah.
Gary, we got to wrap this up. I appreciate you dropping by.
Another Friday of jocularity. Let's do this again.
Jocularity in the books. We're with you for another hour. Take you up to Flying Squirrels Baseball. First pitch at noon. Get out to the diamond. Enjoy the Businessman Special. Back with more after this, 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. It's MP on the mic. It's a Friday. It's 10:47. Our guy Trey Wilson says he's connecting now, Stubbs. So we'll get Trey on the Comrex here. He'll check in from the diamond. We'll be cutting today's show off early at 11:35. We'll send you out to the diamond where the Richmond Flying Squirrels aim for their fourth consecutive victory today, taking on the Reading Fighting Phils. 12:05 start time. I'll be out there having some fun under the sun-ish, clouds, whatever you want to call it. Do we have Trey? We have Trey, I believe. There we go. Awesome. Trey, you got us from the diamond?
Hey, what's up, Michael?
There we go. Technology, it's an amazing thing.
Well, also an amazing thing, I forgot we were doing this directly connected instead of over the phone.
You're just waiting for the call.
I was waiting for the phone call, so this one was actually on me. This one was not technology. It was just regular human stupidity.
Great news. I ran the previous segment long, so you didn't actually miss anything. We just came back from the break now because I don't know how to. I'm like that guy rounding third. You can throw up the stop sign. I'm coming home. I'm going to plow over the catcher. Don't worry about me. Stubbs over here pushing buttons with the stop sign. We're plowing right through it here on 910 The Fan.
Yeah. But just make sure you hit that top of the hour. I know that one.
Got to hit the top of the hour. We got to hit 11:35. We got to get to Flying Squirrels pregame before the game today. John Michael Bertrand toes the rubber for the Squirrels. Trey, you came back from a two-week road trip. 8-game losing streak. I would imagine spirits were not at their highest. Since then, a little home cooking at the diamond, 3 in a row. What happened to the Squirrels?
Well, they got healthy for one. The spirits actually weren't too bad on the losing streak. There was definitely some frustration, but I actually thought it was really interesting that the vibes were really good on Saturday going into that game, and I thought, man, for sure they're going to win one of these next couple of days, and they just didn't. There was a little bit of a bug going around for a good portion of that trip. A lot of guys were under the weather. It was a long road trip. There was some bad luck. We just didn't hit. The team that just did not hit on that trip. And the pitching was great, just did not hit. And then in the eighth inning of the game on Wednesday night here at the Diamond, the bats kind of woke up, and they haven't stopped since then. So that's 3 wins in about 28 hours for the Squirrels and a chance to get another one today.
Chance to get another one today against the Fightin' Phils. It's RVA Day out at the Diamond, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., so that's an hour before first pitch to an hour after. $2 domestic beers, $2 Pepsi fountain sodas. Trey, you're out there. Looks like a beautiful day from here. Things are going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting in the booth right now. Looking out, Reading is taking some ground balls right now. Our old friend Brock Stassi, former Flying Squirrels, out there. He's one of the coaches for Reading. It's a great day to, like, if you're sitting at work right now, you got your headphones in, you're like, man, I can't take this week anymore. I got to get out of here. It might be a good time to get a little bit of a cough. Maybe start getting your fake cough going. Head on over and say, hey, I'm sorry, I got to cut out. I gotta go. I need to go take care of this. And then, what better way to take care of it than happy hour at a little nooner on a Friday at the Diamond?
Oh, they need more of these. I'm gonna officially lobby right now, Oppo, whoever I got to talk to. We need more of these. This is a good thing. Now I know it's an early morning for you after a doubleheader. How do you keep the voice? You do some vocal warm ups here. Because you're calling 3 games here in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm not a big voice projector, so I'm a relatively soft talker.
Yeah.
So my voice usually holds up okay. It's more of my brain and keeping my eyes open, especially in the booth here at the Diamond. It gets so warm. A little behind the scenes. I am a much better nighttime worker than morning worker, so I just stay and get everything done the night before. So I probably rolled into my driveway, and it was the first number on the clock was a 4. And they made it back here at about 8:30. So that's more the bigger concern, is just making sure not to sit here in the sunshine and get too relaxed and accidentally doze off in the middle of an inning.
Yeah, he's matinee Trey. I fully plan on sitting in the bleachers, sitting in the sun. I'm allowed to doze off, though, once this show ends.
Yeah, please do.
We'll get out there, have a nice... with the pitch clock, though, it's harder now. I'll be honest. I love the pitch clock. Love me some pitch clock. But the days of, like, dozing off in the fourth and waking up in the seventh, those days are long gone now. These games have been moving this year.
Yeah, well, they do still happen. you know, when the team was struggling to hit, a lot of the games were about 2 hours and 10 minutes. And John Michael Bertrand is pitching today, and it's funny you bring that up because I actually looked it up. His starts over his last five starts have been 24 minutes faster than the minor league average time this year. Just needed some, you know, you're just scratching the surface for some for some content there, but his starts average time have only been 2 hours and 15 minutes, so we actually, that's probably a little faster than we'd normally like to go on a home game. You know, we like to keep people in the ballpark a little bit longer, you know, from a business standpoint.
Sell some $2 beers.
Yeah, that's right. but no, the game's definitely, the thing is that there's just so much less downtime. Like, it's not, you know, you're talking about taking a nap in the ballpark. It's not really the atmosphere that we want to create here. it's making the game move at a pace that's a little more comparable to like what it was in the 1970s. And there's still some downtime, but just not quite as much wasted downtime.
There you go. John Michael Bertrand, last five starts, 2 hours and 15 minutes on average. So get out there for the first pitch. Don't waste any time today being out the diamond. If you're stuck at work, if you can't make it, tune in, of course, to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Trey and Blaine have you covered out there. What's something you'd be watching for today here before we let you go, Trey, with the Squirrels on this a little bit of a heater, 9 runs and 3 runs yesterday, 12-run day yesterday.
Yeah, just to keep that going offensively. You know, Will Clark is here this week. He's one of the instructors for the Giants, of course. One of the great San Francisco Giants of all time. He has his number retired, sitting up next to Willie Mays' number at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Great hitter in his day, so you know, maybe his vibes have brought some hits. But I think really this was just a team that was going to hit at some point. They were just due, and so 2 days in a row, 3 games in 2 days. That's you know, there could be some luck there. Make it 3 days in a row, and you've got me convinced that they've got it figured out, and they've got their swing where it should be. So I'm excited to see if the bats can continue doing what they've been doing the last few days, and just trying to keep winning some games. This team's playing good baseball right now, so trying to see if they can keep that rolling.
Third one in NBA Jam. That's when they yell he's on fire. We'll see if the bats are on fire today. We normally do Parney time on Fridays. Parney joins the show. He is away today tending to family matters, but would, of course, like us to let you know Parney time, the podcast, debuts next week with Will Clark as the opening guest. You can hear from the Thrill himself when he's not in the batting cage fixing the Squirrels' offense. We appreciate his efforts in that as well. Trey, good luck on the call today. Have fun, and we'll catch you down the line.
Yeah, appreciate it. Talk next week from Bowie, I hope.
All right, there we go. Trey from Bowie next week. MP from Richmond momentarily. We'll step aside here for the top of the hour. Back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. 11:20, MP on the mic. Michael Phillips with you for another 15 minutes. We'll take you up to 11:35. Richmond Flying Squirrels baseball takes the air. We've got a day game today. Businessman special RVA day at the Diamond. $2 beers until 1 o'clock at the Diamond. If you're down there right now, they're already pouring $2 domestics and $2 sodas at the Papa John's stand. So find your way over there. Get yourself a beverage and a fun day of baseball ahead out there at the Diamond. Of course, all the action right here on The Fan with Trey and Blaine, as it will be all weekend. Also tomorrow night, Squirrels at 6:05, Sunday 1:35 matinee. John Michael Bertrand toes the rubber for the Squirrels today. Our friend Megan, who fills in on this show sometimes as part of the Monday Funday crew, will be performing pregame at the Diamond today. She's in the band tent that they have. They have a local musician play in the concourse before games. Today, she is playing, so hopefully that is going well because she is in the middle of her set right now. So she is presumably not.
Great work out there, Megan.
Listening to the show. Keep up the good work, Megan, or you got it, or whatever you need to hear. MP on the mic. MP on the mic is behind you. We'll get back to Scotty Scheffler's pants, the only story anybody in sports cares about today. But we do want to buzz through last night in sports real quick. We'll start with hockey because this was, I mean, even by the bananas standards of the NHL playoffs, this was a tough one for the Carolina Hurricanes. Up two in the third period. Not just up two, they're swarming. The whole start of the third period is them looking to go up three. Tons of chances, tons of shots. And then the wheels just fell off. The Rangers score four unanswered goals, win 5-3. Chris Kreider scores three in a row, including this one, to put the Rangers on top.
Played off the boards, off the glass by Roslovic. Rangers doubling in here. Rippert, they score! They score! The Rangers lead it 4-3.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Chris Kreider with a hat trick in the third period. He has scored three consecutive goals, and the Rangers lead 4-3.
Yeah, take it easy on the table there. That banging on that table pretty hard there. We gotta make sure the table's safe after that.
Irreparable damage to that table.
Our $80 table has been irreparably damaged. I love it. The other game last night, Canucks beat the Oilers 3-2. Look, I love the Canucks, and obviously if they win, that'll be a good thing for hockey to watch them. But the Oilers, Connor McDavid, hoping they can force seven, hoping they can force a game, get to watch a little bit more of Connor McDavid, best player in hockey. We'll see them Saturday night, 8 o'clock, right after the Preakness. Tonight on the ice, Panthers-Bruins Game 6, Boston will try to force Game 7 at home, send it back to Sunshine. Stars, Avs, same for Colorado. They'll try to force a Game 7 on home ice as well. In the NBA last night, the Timberwolves, 115-70 over the Nuggets. Did not see that one coming by that margin, for sure. You knew this would be a good series. Certainly, the way this is bounced, every team's been up for every game. But the Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards says, it's all about Karl Anthony Towns staying out of foul trouble.
Every time we come out, Cat is on Jokic, so it wasn't new today. I think the main thing today was his ass stayed out of foul trouble, like I told him in the Phoenix series. That was all that was. Yeah, I mean, I cussed him out. I cussed him out every chance I get, bro. Stop f***ing fouling. Like, I think you guys see it. Like, if Cat don't foul, we pretty much can win the game every time. And tonight, I mean, he had three fouls, but he only had three. He didn't have five. So I told him today, like, we're thankful that you didn't foul, because if you foul, we lose.
That's Anthony Edwards, who's been a ton of fun to watch. Timberwolves now one away tonight on the court in Indiana. The Pacers take on the Knicks, looking to force a Game 7 in front of their home crowd. WNBA last night. Look, I don't care if you're a Caitlin Clark fan, a Caitlin Clark hater, whichever way you are. I think we've seen some things this week, and I think we're ready to draw conclusions. I know at least I'm ready to draw conclusions.
Only two games?
It's going to be a long summer for Caitlin Clark.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not saying she's not going to be a good basketball player. I still think she's a great basketball player. You've got the combination of things. So first off, last night, New York Liberty, who are good, defeated the Indiana Fever 102-66. Caitlin Clark, 9.7 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 fouls during the game. Not a stat line she's accustomed to, 1-for-7 from behind the arc. You got a combination here. One, Indiana had the first pick in the draft, so that's a bad team. It's a bad
not
team.
Not a good sign.
Number two, Caitlin Clark is playing with the biggest bullseye of any player in the WNBA right now, because all these stars in the WNBA were sick and tired of hearing about her all spring long. And that's not Caitlin Clark's fault.
Yeah, they really made that clear.
There's a lot of people
that said that she would not do well when she got to the big leagues.
They made it very clear they were going to put her in her place. Now, the other weird thing here is you get drafted into the WNBA, and then you play like 2 minutes later. The NBA draft will happen soon for next year's season. The NFL draft happened, and then they play 6 months later. She got drafted. Scottie Scheffler was in and out of jail quicker than Caitlin Clark was drafted to play. They draft her. They gave her a jersey. Let's go. Game's tonight.
Really get to learn your team.
No.
And I don't know the workaround. I think having WNBA over the summer makes sense.
It's the right time.
Yeah.
It's
just unfortunate for the rookies.
Which normally isn't an issue because we don't care about the rookies. It just so happens that literally the only player in the league most people care about is a rookie this year.
Yeah.
And the problem is it's not going to get easier. Because normally when you have a bad team, everybody kind of lightens up. Like, we'll cakewalk to a win. Nobody's going to take it easy on her this summer. They could lose by 30 and 40 many times this summer.
Yeah. And there's only 12 teams.
Yeah.
There can't be that many bad teams.
Yeah.
So you don't have a lot of
not a lot of winnable games on tap there for Caitlin Clark. I'm still long-term buying Caitlin Clark's stock. She'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Because she'll get the offseason after the season this year. She'll regroup. She'll reload. People want to play with her. They'll be able to sign free agents.
Right.
I'm just saying it could be a long summer for Caitlin Clark. It's not trending positive at the moment.
No, it's not. No, I watched the first half of that game. It was just, it was tough to watch at times.
Yeah. They're coming for her. And the league's challenge is going to be every TV game is just Caitlin Clark. How do you spotlight the rest of the league and get people to watch? And are people going to tune in to watch Caitlin Clark lose by 30 all summer long? Maybe they will. I don't know. People watch anything if it's got a celebrity in it. I'm about to watch Scottie Scheffler play golf just because of what happened this morning. We got the Westwood One update.
We will not have that.
We will not have the Westwood One update. That means I get to talk for a couple more minutes. So that's fantastic. Great news, Stubb. Thank you for that treat of me getting
Happy to
talk to for a couple more minutes. Flying Squirrels Baseball coming at you in 6 minutes. Pregame show with Blaine and Trey. First pitch, 12:05 RVA Day at the Diamond. Of course, Scottie Scheffler, we're following him around the course at Valhalla. Pars 13. He's played four holes today.
Okay.
He is one under.
One under.
Two birdies, one bogey. At this point in yesterday's round, he was one under. So he is on pace.
Okay.
He's tied for eighth. He's
so
five under.
So nothing new. This is just a regular day for him.
The ability of pro athletes to do that will never not amaze me. We were talking about Shohei Ohtani yesterday, who is in this international gambling lawsuit conspiracy investigation that involved the guy who was his best friend and signed the biggest contract in baseball that also is the most controversial contract ever in baseball.
Got an injury,
all the money's deferred to for tax reasons. Was coming back from Tommy John surgery. All he's doing is blasting homers out there in LA. I think 12 so far this season. Yeah,
that feels therapeutic though.
Mashing baseballs. Yeah. Golf's weird too, because you always hear one guy in the crowd yelling, and that's gonna be a weird round. People yelling at you, about that, and all
weekend people
long.
Yelling lock him up from the sidelines.
A lot of people are having to pick sides that aren't used to having to pick between these sides. We have on the one hand law enforcement officers of Louisville, on the other hand professional golfers. We got sides. All right, we got Flying Squirrels Baseball up next. Blaine and Trey at the Diamond. Good luck to the Squirrels as they go for four straight. Back Monday with more. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.